Patriotic Front PFAction to announce its Plan B strategy. Peace scientists welcome HLMF peace assurance ahead of the August general election. Tanzania eyes East Africa's pharmaceutical hub crown. In international news and in sports news, FAZ announces 44-member ad hoc committee to draft strategic plan.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front and will I be the video? I'm Grace 1G. Peace and governance scientist Tom Ndlovu has welcomed President Hakainde Hichilema's assurance that the August 2026 general election will be peaceful and credible, noting that the commitment reinforces Zambia's long-standing reputation for peace and stability. Mr. Ndlovu observed that the president's pronouncement comes at a critical time when various stakeholders had expressed concern about the political climate ahead of the forthcoming elections. Mr. Ndlovu has since urged all political leaders and stakeholders to publicly commit themselves to maintaining peace as the country prepares for the 2026 polls. He emphasized that peace remains a fundamental pillar for national development, stressing that meaningful progress cannot be achieved in an environment of instability and conflict. Mr. Ndlovu further highlighted that Zambia was founded on the values of peace and unity and encouraged citizens to continue upholding these principles. He also appealed to all political players to guide their supporters in promoting peace, unity and tolerance in the true spirit of One Zambia, One Nation. President Hakainde Hichilema assured members of the diplomatic corps that Zambia will hold a credible and peaceful general election in August this year. The head of state made these remarks during a meeting with the members of the diplomatic corps in Lusaka yesterday. The Patriotic Front, PF, has announced it is moving to activate its Plan B strategy amid continued internal disputes over the party's leadership and legal challenges, with senior party officials insisting the former ruling party remains politically resilient and determined to contest the next general elections. PF National Chairperson Jean Kapata said the party was not sitting idle while internal disagreements and court processes unfolded, stressing that the leadership has taken decisive steps to safeguard the participation of the general membership. She disclosed that the PF Central Committee met on Saturday, January 17, 2026, following court appearances earlier in the month and adopted a number of key resolutions aimed at stabilizing the party. Among the resolutions was the decision to establish a special purpose vehicle, SPV, under which the party's general membership would be anchored. The Central Committee also resolved to hold an elective general conference before the end of February 2026.
Mind you, as PF, we have Plan B. We are just not treated and looking at our party being held by people. We have Plan B and we are just about to take the route of Plan B. The Central Committee meeting decisions, in accordance with the promise that the Central Committee would meet after the court appearance on the 9th and 12th January 2026, the Central Committee met on Saturday, 17th January 2026, and passed the following resolution. Resolution number 101.0, decide on a special purpose vehicle for where the party general membership would be anchored.
Meanwhile, PF presidential aspirant and material member of parliament, Mao Sampa, reaffirmed his confidence that the party would ultimately regain full control of the PF through legal and political means. Despite the ongoing legal push to reclaim the party, Mr. Sampa acknowledged the need for alternative political pathways, revealing that Tonsi Alliance constitutes the party's immediate fallback option.
We will never give up on PF. And we are confident that we'll get PF. We'll go everywhere. Here we are. You never give up. So even PF, we will fight, beat in Kabwe, in Lusaka, If it means going to appeals court, we'll go. If it means going to Supreme, we'll go. We are confident we'll get PF. But as the chairperson has said, ECL left us with Plan B and Plan C. And Plan B is Tonsi Alliance.
The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development has disbursed 100 million kwacha as an initial allocation for bursaries under the 2026 Constituency Development Fund, CDF, reaffirming government's commitment to supporting access to education for vulnerable learners across the country. According to the ministry, the funds translate to 641,025 kwacha per constituency, which has already been deposited into respective Constituency Development Fund accounts to support learners in secondary schools, colleges and tertiary institutions. Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Principal Public Relations Officer Leslie Kanyanga said the fund will be used to clear both outstanding and current bursary commitments for learners already enrolled in learning institutions to ensure continuity of education and prevent disruptions caused by unpaid school fees. Ms. Kanyanga further disclosed that since the reintroduction of CDF bursary support from 2022 to 2025, a total of 131,640 secondary school learners have benefited from bursaries, while 190,559 beneficiaries have been supported under skills development programs. In the meantime, Ms. Kanyanga emphasized that to enhance accountability and safeguard public resources, the ministry, working with local authorities across the country, has put in place strict verification and control measures to ensure that bursary funds are only disbursed to eligible and duly enrolled learners. Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Simbekom Sokotwane has expressed confidence that Zambia will achieve adequate and reliable electricity supply within the next 1 to 2 years, citing far-reaching energy sector reforms and a strong pipeline of power generation projects. Speaking at the 2021 to 2025 Economic Performance Review and the 2026 Budget and Economic Outlook under the theme Consolidating Economic and Social Gains Towards a Prosperous, Resilient and Equitable Zambia, Dr. Msokotwane said the country has drawn critical lessons from years of over-reliance on hydropower. He noted that 4 years ago, investment in the energy sector had largely stagnated despite long-standing warnings from experts about Zambia's heavy dependence on water for electricity generation. The minister explained that while hydropower remains cost-effective, climate-induced droughts have exposed the risk of relying on a single energy source. Unlike hydropower, he said alternative sources such as fuel or coal-based generation come with added costs, including imports, transportation, and labor. Dr. Msokotwane said the government responded to this lesson by implementing energy sector reforms aimed at diversifying power generation and attracting private investment, although the full benefits are yet to be realized. He stressed that the groundwork has been firmly laid.
4 years ago, the investment into our energy sector had more or less stagnated. For years and years, experts told us that you are too much dependent on water for electricity. Can we do some changes so that electricity can also be generated from other sources? And we, the Zambians, resisted. Why are we worried? This electricity comes from water. God gave us water. Electricity from water is very cheap. And it is true. Electricity generated by water is the cheapest. But we have learned a big lesson. And out of that lesson, the energy reforms that have been made, even though today we have not yet reached the maximum, I can assure you that in the next year or two, come drought or no drought, we are going to have adequate electricity.